Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Come on.
Down.
Yeah. Come on, ride that train.
Everybody on the board.
Cap fan.
Everybody on the board. Everybody wanna take the ride.
So we've got this graphic that we've been playing all day, this really old, old video.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Of a train.
Oh, this is great.
Rolling down the tracks. It's an old steam engine.
To get your
that
ticket.
Has just the blackest of smoke coming out of it. Like, how many pounds of coal did they load into that engine to make that smoke? The color?
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Got a guy in there. Oh, my God. What would the EPA say about that right now?
Oof. He's probably got the what do they call them things?
Oh, my
bit
God.
Pants? He's got the bit pants and a shovel.
It's the Celtics train, though.
Oops. That's an express right there.
Jim.
No stopping that thing.
It's the Celtics train back on the track with Kemba Walker. Turn up, Jim!
It's Don Cornell.
Don't miss the
Don't miss the train.
Train.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss the train. Don't miss the party train.
Yeah, you can't stop that thing, Beetle. Think about how long it
that
would take
ain't
to stop
breaking.
That. No,
he ain't breaking.
Hell no, it's not.
What
they
happens?
Build them like they used to.
Remember when the damsel in distress, they would tire up and layer across the tracks?
Yeah.
And the bowler hat guy would come with the WB Mason side of the train.
Yeah, he's got the handlebar mustache and everything.
What's old is new.
The old time wacky movie?
Yeah.
If they replace the red line with these bad boys.
Oh, it would never break down. You kidding me?
You'd get there quick, straight ahead, one line.
Yeah.
I was reading the other day, part of the problem with that is that they have to go, the signal box was what got ripped open right outside our
closing
station.
Drive.
Yeah, right here.
Right
closing
outside
drive.
Our station, by the way, where this all went down.
Closing drive.
Steps from our station that they have to go manual and then they can't control. They don't have control over the system when they pass through there between JFK and I don't know.
In 2019, how is it possible that it's manual?
No, they have to.
Oh, they have to go
because
manual.
The system got
because
destroyed.
Because the system got destroyed.
Yes.
Closing drive.
How much of a problem is it to go manual? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, this is why they have to take more caution now, where they have to, they don't want trains going down the track and slamming into each other or anything.
Well, that would be bad.
And I just said,
Well, if those two trains hit each other, that'd be bad.
Oh, like that steam engine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like two steam engines colliding into each other.
Beetle, that's why they stop like 3 minutes at a time after every stop. So you have to wait for it to clear out of the next station before you can go.
Where'd you get that T-shirt today, T-Bone? You work at a summer camp after this? Is that a staff T-shirt?
You know why they had to sort of put those safety measures into place, T-Bone, was because I don't know if you remember the runaway red line train. Do you remember that a number of years ago?
Yes, the one out of Braintree.
Yes.
That was good stuff right there. Yeah.
That happened in 2015-ish, I want to say, probably about 4 years ago. the operator who I think he like didn't he like tie something to the controls?
Yeah, didn't he leave the
he totally rigged that system to override it. Jeez. And there was a runaway train. They had to find a way to kill the power so that the train didn't crash and kill everybody. Yeah. That's why they had to put all those safety measures into place, and then they have the derailment. It ripped everything apart.
It'd be a bad way to go on a train.
Wouldn't that be a terrible way to go?
Because like, everything's crunched up. Because it's not going to be like instantaneous.
You know? Yeah.
Like you're going to feel that one.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-0985. Let's get back to the Celtics calls. We also still have one off-topic call from Ryan in Malden who's been waiting a long time. Ryan, go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. Good
to have you back.
Thanks. Welcome to the closing drive.
I wanted to ask one question. Did the camo have to be put down after Vince Wilfork got on it?
Hey, Vince actually looks good. So,
Vince looks
good.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen him since he was a Patriot, so.
Yeah. He got up there on it, though.
You know, I'm just wondering about the Nesson thing that almost killed somebody by dropping it on the roof of the car.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, that's not really Nesson's fault, is it?
What are you talking about?
There was a, I don't know if you saw, there was actually a car crash that happened, a truck crash over in Brighton a couple nights ago.
Did not.
Yeah, it was a Nesson trailer.
Oh, the truck. I did.
Nesson's fault?
No, it's not Nesson's fault.
Put that on Nesson?
No.
Even if it's a truck driver.
No, they'd use the jaws of life to get the people out.
You know what was weird about that accident, though?
What's that?
Was the logo was on the top of the trailer, not the side of the trailer.
Yeah, for the blimp shots.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it's for?
Yeah.
Not for the four people standing
just plain white side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Box truck. Hot dog a sandwich?
You know, I've always said no. You?
I started thinking about this again yesterday. You know, we were doing our little off topic.
People with the name Todd.
Right, Todd thing. And then my kid likes it now to where I have to toast his buns. And I got to slice the hot dog because now he wants like lettuce, pickles, mayonnaise. He like
slide
it's turned
in
into a sandwich for him.
Wait, lettuce?
Yeah, he likes lettuce. Likes a little crunch.
Lettuce on the hot dog?
Ooh, I don't hate that idea.
Well, I've told him because I made fun of this kid one
time.
Glad
you brought
like shredded
up.
Lettuce, like a taco lettuce?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
No, shredded lettuce. Right.
Who cares? What's that matter?
Does it makes a difference.
Iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg, cold iceberg lettuce.
Oh, that would go well.
With pickles.
You know, I got an issue with Fenway Park on the hot dog front.
Yeah. Oh.
They don't offer, the only relish they offer at Fenway now are in packets.
That's disgusting.
You have to... Individual packets.
Nobody wants to open that because at one side of the packet, it's liquid.
Individual packets. There is no...
They don't have the dispensers?
No dispenser. Ooh. Individual packets only. And, you know, when you used to go to the ball game, you used to have... used to finely chop nice white onions.
White onions.
Nowhere in the ballpark anymore.
Why?
They don't want to do it anymore.
Who do they think they are?
Cost-cutting measure. They're up against
the luxury tax. Oh, I don't think so. What? A couple onions.
So not only are you paying like ridiculous tickets, I'm just, the ticket prices at Fenway, I'm telling you, they're crazy. You don't even get the white onion with the hot dogs anymore. Nowhere in the ballpark.
You can't leave that stuff out.
Huh? Nobody's
leave that stuff out.
Nobody can't leave that stuff out. They've been leaving that stuff out for 100 years.
Nobody's perfected the hot
dog. Lawsuits.
I'm telling you, the white onion down at Olneyville.
Because
Olneyville
it involves keeping something clean, and they don't want to pay someone to keep the condiment station clean.
Jim, when they take that long ladle, and they just put it in the white onions, and
it used to have a little flip-down cover. A lot
exactly
of times,
just
put the little cover that flips down.
Everyone in the ballpark has access to it.
So what?
Freestanding food.
What?
Can get contaminated.
It's onions.
I'm just telling you the reason.
Some dirty kid's going to stick his finger in the onion jug?
No, somebody's going to contaminate it, get sick, and then sue the ballpark.
Yeah, let's go sprinkle bacteria in it. Weirdos. We're going to go a ball game.
I'm just telling you, I'm not happy with the development.
Yeah. You know who's got it going on, right?
I'm telling you, I'll take my chances.
You know who's got it going on, right?
On the contaminated onions.
The TD Garden. And
why
their
is that?
Pumps, they have ranch pumps, they have
they do
everything, barbecue sauce, you name it, and they're always full. You know, sometimes you get it, and it's like nothing's coming out, it's spitting in one of them little
right,
cups.
Like Jim, you say, it's been contaminated, as opposed to unscrewing the cap on the giant ketchup dispenser.
Yeah.
Now, if you can finally chop them off to get them in a squeezable container, then yeah, you're talking.
What? What's
the difference?
You don't
have to scoop them with the spoon or anything.
It's not like the dispensers are locked. If someone wanted to contaminate the food somehow.
Yeah, but the onions are just sitting out there like that.
That's what makes them taste better.
In a closed container.
So what?
The fermenting of the onions is what makes them taste better.
So what?
You ever drop a cup of onions down your seat in your car?
Inventing problems that didn't exist is what that is. That's inventing problems that were not a problem before.
Every great hot dog.
So why do you think they don't do it? Why do you think they
fine white?
Because it just takes work and it's money they don't have to spend.
That's what I'm with.
Because they're cheap. Because it requires someone to have to go down and clean up the little stand and wipe it down. And that's just more, that's, you know, that's another job they don't want to have to hire somebody for.
Yeah, you know what they look at it? Hey, they'll buy the $8.50 hot dog anyway.
People are going to buy the hot dogs either way.
You got to put anything on it. Give it to them plain.
I think it's just corporate America doing corporate America things.
It's rude.
Why take care of the customer if we don't have to? They're still going to buy the damn hot dog.
So if you're going to go to Gate,
they'll just settle for less. So let's just make them settle for less.
I'd take a Ziploc baggie of my own onions and chop them up nice and fine with my slap chop at home.
They're still buying our hot dogs, so why do we have to take care of them? Why do we have to do it? Why do we have to do it the right way if we can just get away with it? Doing it another way.
Hey, the sausage guys outside, they do the peppers and onions. Sure, I don't see anybody contaminating.
Oh, yeah. Sure, but now I know. Now I know ahead of time.
There you go.
The sausage guy, he'll take care of you, though.
Yeah, he'll take care of me.
Now I make sure buy the hot dogs ahead of time.
Yep.
Outside.
Buy your stuff outside. Eat outside.
Buy it on the streets. Don't buy it from Fenway. Yep. Don't buy it from the Red Sox. Angel in Dorchester. Angel?
Hey.
Hey,
how are you?
That call sucked.
Take another one.
Dave in Springfield. Dave.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing? First caller. First time caller. Yeah. Yep. I think the Celtics, they were going in a good direction, but the draft was kind of terrible because they left a lot of guys on the board. But I think they got the best point guard they got, Langford, out of Indiana. So I think we should. And the earlier caller had a nice thing with Ricky Rubio. That's not a bad call either. So I think we got a good thing going, but we also should try to get what's the name together, Williams. He's a quality big man. All you got to do is rim protect, learn how to run back and forth. He's another Clint Capella. All we got to do is you got to play people. We got a lot of young guys, and we just keep throwing money away. I don't think that's a very good thing.
All right, so you threw a lot of things at us there.
Yeah.
Is he for or against Kemba Walker?
I have no
idea.
Sounds
like he's against it. He likes the draft.
He likes Langford as the guard
Langford
now?
Langford is Indiana. Pick. Yep. Okay. He likes Williams as a young kid, but you got to play him to get the experience.
It's the next Capella. I mean,
spending
it's obvious,
too much
right?
money.
I mean, before you know it, he'll be Olajuwon. There you go.
You're being a wise ass now, right?
Oh, no, I'm totally serious about that. Yeah. Of course.
What are you cutting?
Oh, I'm cutting up this piece of paper because I found a pair of scissors.
Give me a pair of scissors.
That's nice. It's therapeutic.
So we don't allow you to have scissors in the studio, Scott. That's not.
This is Brad Stevens' last chance to get it right. I'll explain that coming up next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
American gin.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
We'll be right back.
What? Hot dog calls?
I'll do hot dog calls.
We can get to one of those. People sending us pictures of the onion dispensers that are out there. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
The big metal boxes
and,
that are enclosed.
Really, really nice ones, like at 7-Eleven.
They have a little crank on the side, and then the onions come out the other side.
I like the ones with the, you can lift up the top with the little white spoon, and you either get the relish, the sweet relish. If it's a really classy joint, like a 7-Eleven, you may have
the classiest of
you may have sauerkraut also in there, sitting in there. And then you got the white onions, finely chopped white onions, not thick, big, long ones. I want the finely squared, chopped, fine onions you're talking
finely
about.
Finely chopped. That's what I'm talking about. Nice little chopped.
Just gives you a little taste.
Mm. You expect that at the ballpark. That's where you get that.
Yeah. At a ball game or a good picnic. God forbid onions sit out in the sun for an hour.
They're not even out in the sun. What are you talking about?
No kidding. They're in a shade underneath. Unbelievable.
It's insane.
It's not like you're putting a piece of raw chicken out there.
I wanted to say this about Brad Stevens. When I heard this news about Kemba coming to Boston, I thought, number one, what a win for the Celtics. How great that they're able to bounce right back.
Yeah.
Land a free agent in free agency. This is going to be a day one free agency signing. A guy who was eligible for a supermax contract with his existing team.
Nope.
Even if he's not getting that offer there, he's still leaving there. He's choosing to go elsewhere, and he's choosing the Celtics. Mm. Terrific. That's just great for appearances, number one. And he's going to make the team good again right away.
Yep.
Right? You're replacing Kyrie Irving with Kemba Walker. Okay, maybe not a perfect match, one for one, but close. You're pretty close. So, excellent. Great news. They still have to figure out the big man part. I have confidence that they'll do something that helps them sort that out, too. And we've already heard some rumors today that maybe they're working on something Clint Capella-wise to bring him here. That, yes, Robert Williams, I know people seem to think he's going to be
Clint
a lot better in year two. There's no excuse for the team to underachieve, right? And I'm not saying, by the way, that doesn't mean win the title or get to the finals. We just need to figure out what the expectations for the team will be once we know exactly what the team is, right?
Yeah.
But we know that this year's team underachieved, correct?
Correct.
Once we know exactly what this roster is going to be, when we know what the final roster is, there won't be an excuse for this team to underachieve. I don't think very many of us. Did anyone blame Brad Stevens for the Celtics underachieving this year?
No, he put it on himself.
But did we? I don't blame Brad Stevens.
Everybody put it on Kyrie.
I'm not blaming Brad Stevens for it.
I'd say majority of the fans put it on Kyrie.
I'd say a lot of us look at the players and say, you know, the players had to be better and they weren't. And the players had some really bad attitudes. And the players were at the core of the issue. What if it's a good group now? And what if those reports that we saw about Brad Stevens and the communication issues were true, that we just saw in the recent days? At some point, you're going to have to say that, what's the next thing you can change? Okay, the mix wasn't right, the group wasn't right, the players had bad attitudes, you change the group again. Will you change the group again next time if it doesn't work? If your team is underachieving? I don't think they will.
Not in this business.
I just think you can only change the group so many times before a team starts looking at changing something else. So I think this goes one of two ways. I think it goes really great for the Celtics and great for the coach, or it goes bad for everybody. And I think it's probably going to go great for everybody.
I think it's going to be like a year ago where they go on this deep run. They don't get there, but have a hell of a year. And you like the team. That's what you're going to end up getting. A more likable team.
If you're Brad Stevens,
they're going to play hard.
And you wake up today and you hear this news.
Yeah.
What are you thinking right now?
Yes, let's go.
What a gift.
Let's go.
Oh, this is, you've just got to be so relieved or excited about the opportunity to be, first of all, a good team still. You're not taking a step back. You're not. You're taking maybe a slight step back, but you're not blowing it up. You're not rebuilding. You've still got a really good competitive team that will compete in the Eastern Conference, and you've got a better mix of players, and you've rid yourself of the guys who were problematic for you.
I've heard this a lot, too, in the last
couple
of weeks.
I should say. Yeah. Kyrie. I'm not putting Al Horford in that mix.
Sorry. Likeability and
playoff. You don't have to go and coach Kyrie. You don't have to worry about walking in at 8 a.m. next season and getting ready for the film session and have Kyrie walking through the door saying, what does government mean for you? No, he's going to have Kemba Walker walking through the door saying, hey, coach, what's up? How you doing? Hey, did you catch that Laker game last night? Hey, coach, what's going on? Hey, what do we got today? What are we looking at? He's going to have a fully engaged, normal human being who's excited about basketball and excited about doing his job. That'll be refreshing for Brad Stevens. So it could be really good for everybody. But I just think there's going to be some added pressure on Brad Stevens because there's not going to be any excuses for the group anymore. Mm. The group is fixed.
What does the word government mean to you?
Oh, my God. That thing is gone.
Did you hear about that, Zoe? You were out last week.
I was out.
Oh, Zoe doesn't even know that.
You don't play
even,
it for him?
You don't even know what that is.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
You got to get them.
All right, this story, let's set it up quickly for Zoe. This story is from last week, filling in on Colin Cowherd's show, was our old friend from the CBS Sports Minutes. Doug Gottlieb was filling in. Doug Gottlieb was filling in, and he told this story.
I like Gottlieb. I'm thinking of Feinstein.
Right. Gottlieb told this story about Kyrie Irving and Brad Stevens last season, and he sets it all up, so we'll let him tell the story. Listen to this.
I'll give you a story real quick from Boston. A friend of mine told me this story. That Kyrie came in one day just to film. And again, it's not that Kyrie shows up late. He actually was the first one in film room. Walked up to Brad Stevens and said, Brad always, morning, good morning. What does government mean to you? That was Kyrie's good morning question. What does the word government mean to you? Not, hey, did you see that Laker game last night? Man, are they a mess. Not, how are we going to fix our ball screen coverage? Not, man, my knee feels great. Not, how are your kids? It was, what does the word government mean to you? And so Brad Stevens, at 8 in the morning, on his first cup of Dunkin', took a long sip. And went into some soliloquy saying absolutely nothing because he didn't know what sort of trapdoor any sort of word was. And then he turned around on Kyrie and said, what's it mean to you, Kyrie? And Kyrie said, control. Very deep.
Control.
Very, very deep.
Wow. 8 a.m., just the two of them in the room together. And he's asking Brad Stevens, instead of just being a normal guy, how you doing? What's government mean to you? You missed it. Last week we sent McTakey into Mike Thomas's office, our program director, to pull this stunt on him.
You should have seen the look on his face when I asked him the question. Let me tell you something. Imagine.
Hardy and I were hiding outside the door.
Did he turn red? His head turned red?
He was like,
his head was shaking. What?
What?
What the hell are you saying?
What are you talking about, weirdo?
So I said to him, well, you know, yeah, what does government mean to you? And he said, a ruling body? And I said, Mike, please expound on that.
You did. Mike's like,
what the hell are you doing?
What the hell are you doing?
And you got shifts this week, huh?
Believe it or not.
Wow. And then I started laughing in the hallway, and then we blew it up and told them what had happened.
Jesus.
He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He did. He got a chuckle.
It's a mama
once we told them. Once we told them what it was all about.
I asked Ted Johnson this weekend what Parcells would have said to Ted Johnson if he walked in.
Once you go in the weight room, start lifting them, lock your ass in. That's what government means to me. How about that?
We issued the Kyrie challenge last week. We told our listeners to go into their boss's office and ask their boss with a straight face, what does government mean to you? And to report back. That's what we were doing last week while you were gone.
Felt like a fun week.
It was
a good time.
It was good. Yeah.
Weird.
Happy to still be here this week.
Weird.
Government question. Huh?
What does government mean to you? So he doesn't have to deal with that crap anymore. I don't think Kemba's going to be pulling that crap on him at 8 a.m.
Is that our first question to Brad Stevens when the season starts?
I'll ask it.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'll ask it.
Tell me, Brad, what does government mean to you?
Oh, you got to do it. Please.
What if it's not true?
It's true.
It puts the coach on a tough spot. Like, what, without... being rude to me.
Yeah.
You know, first question, you're asking me some stupid ass question like that. I don't want to piss the coach off.
Jim told
us if it's not
Jim
real?
Told us that they're buddies.
Whose buddies?
Stevens.
And Gottlieb.
And Gottlieb.
Old college basketball guys.
They're on a
Midwest
duh.
Guys.
They're on a first name basis, right. Those yep. two. Yeah.
A friend.
Yep.
Friend told me the story.
Friend.
First two guys in the
kinda
room.
Kind of interesting. The only two people in the room. And
yeah.
Doug's not really friends with
so
Kyrie.
So Stevens, you know, it could have come from somebody else, but it had to be someone that Stevens told the story to.
That's a fair point.
Or somebody who was nearby eavesdropping on what was happening.
Wow.
And the part about not saying anything to avoid being trapped, that is the perspective of Brad Stevens. Let's not forget that. The only person who could know that he was saying very little to avoid feeling like he was being put into a trap.
Yeah.
The only guy who would know that is Brad Stevens. So he either relayed that in retelling the story to someone, or he relayed that in retelling the story directly to Doug Gottlieb. Correct? Because that is his perspective on it.
I was listening to Bill Simmons on his podcast this week, or he was on Ryan Russillo's podcast, and he said, they were talking about sources and how you cover sports and stuff. And he's like, I got a million Kyrie stories that I can't share that I've gotten from sources. So I'm assuming this stuff's going to leak out. These little tiny tidbits like Gottlieb released is going to come out. They're all going to leak out slowly.
Oh, yeah. The second Kyrie goes somewhere else, please, all of this stuff is going to come out. We're getting a lot of stuff on this.
617-779-0985. One more segment of your calls, which we will get to coming up next. That includes your calls on hot dogs, as Zoe so desperately wants to get into. And the Celtics.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it. Wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. 140 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Felgermass coming up top of the hour. Today's takeaways, a little more than 10 minutes.
We're getting some nice little tweets in here, like from our good friends that go to Costco for their onion dispenser there, and how nice and convenient it works. But
little
you get
dispenser,
the crank,
right?
But you get freshly cranked out, thin, squared off onions.
What's makes better
wanna,
than that?
Makes me want to go to Costco.
What is better than that, Matt in the car? What do you think of that?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Another story about how cheap Fenway's getting. Last year, I went to a game, and I was in the stands. I got a hot dog. Usually, wrap it in paper, give you a couple packs of the golden spicy brown. The guy gave me some French's. I go, hey, where's the golden?
French's?
He goes, yeah. He goes, these cheap SOBs, they're going with the cheapest contract they can get. Now we got this crap mustard now, and he stormed away. So even the concession guys I'm at.
I will tell you this, though. I did see someone in front of me order a hot dog, and they did get the Gouldens with it.
Okay.
So they brought it back.
That's good. What was that movie, Blown? Remember with Tommy Lee Jones, it's Blown Away, and the old guy was there, and he's here with a Fenway Frank, and he said, give me a couple of the spicy mustards. And it was the golden.
I don't remember that scene.
He was in Fenway Park, and the box guy was coming around with the big tin of
which
Frank's.
They still use.
Yeah, which is
the
awesome.
Same tins from 100 years ago.
Those are awesome, though. That's cool.
Carry them nostalgic. Over their heads.
Yeah.
Tell you, that worked.
Hot dogs. Get your hot
those
dogs.
Those vendors.
Yeah.
Those guys, they bust their ass doing that job.
You actually busted Fenway back in the day when they came up with this new whole new pricing plan as to how they.
Oh, remember that?
You're going to save money on
the
beer.
Ounces. We did the math on that.
Beetle did the ounce math from UMass.
How do you remember that?
I remember a little.
That was like 2010, Zoe. We're talking nearly 10 years ago.
I remember what I want to remember.
Yeah. Zoe's a chronic Felger and Maz fan.
That was a Felger and Maz investigative report.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like,
do you remember that?
I do.
Oh, I don't even think we had a simulcast of Felger and Maz when we did that.
They lowered the price, but it was no longer a 12-ounce cup. It was like an eight and a half ounce
that
cup.
That was Beetle and doing an investigative report for Felger and Maz.
That was good.
Getting to the bottom of the $5 beers that were being offered at Fenway.
Not your average beer.
Maybe it was 2012, whatever it was.
Yeah. Capital J journalism right there.
But we got to the bottom of it, and we determined that those deals that they were offering were actually not deals at all. You know why they were offering cheap beers? Because they just decided to offer it in a little bathroom Dixie cup. That's why.
I like those, yeah.
Yeah.
Stays cold longer.
That's why it was a deal. Yeah, we exposed them. That's why. Nick in Brighton. Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. Couple things. One, it drives me out of my mind if I don't get chopped onions and spicy brown for an $8 hot dog. It's
outrageous.
Well,
you're not getting it anymore. Fenway took them away.
You want that crunch.
They took the onions away. The onions are gone.
Two, the pumps at the Garden are unbelievable, but there's big bags in there, so you can't poison them. So they were kind of CYA there for themselves.
I just like the fact. Like you'll go to a fast food restaurant now, and they'll give you food and say, hey, my kid wants ketchup. Can you have ketchup at that place? They give you a single pack of ketchup.
What is that?
No. I want the pump. I want the pump.
Go Pats.
All right,
thanks,
go Pats.
All right, go Pats.
It's a cool thing about the Garden, too. They'll give you the trays, you know, the food trays, to carry your big thing of French fries or chicken fingers.
Yeah.
You split them up, feed all the kids, and you just pump all that stuff right all over it.
We've talked about the chicken finger deal at the Garden.
Chicken finger
deal. Maybe the best deal in all of pro sports in this town.
I agree. Took my 9-year-old. They're not eight buddies and split two of those buckets and they were stuffed. It was awesome.
Steve is in Rhode Island. Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, how you doing?
I was just thinking, instead of going after Capella, why don't we try to get like Lopez, who made $3.3 million last year, or maybe DeMarcus Cousins, who made $5.5 million, because he got hurt again. I can't see him making any more than that. And probably a one-year prove-it deal. I just think it's a better idea, and you see how Hayward plays this year. If he doesn't do good, you trade him.
Yeah, I mean, Cousins looks a little slow and sluggish because of the injury, but he's also a little doughy to that respect. Lopez is what he is. You know, you take Clint Capella, maybe he fits what they want to do and how they want to run more so than some of those other guys that they're talking about. Like, look how athletic Al was. Even Baines, for that fact. They would let Baines shoot at times.
Brooke Lopez wants to stay with the Bucks, though.
Yeah,
so he's not leaving there.
Chance
they want him back.
Decent pay.
Who else did he mention?
Boogie.
Yeah, I don't
Boogie think Cousins.
I'm pretty sure that given what they just went through, they're not bringing him into the mix.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're not bringing in Kemba Walker and then offsetting that with Boogie Cousins.
Right.
Just my thought. It's a guess.
Boogie Cousins a couple years ago? Maybe.
Tim and Hull. Tim.
Hey, guys. I was wondering what your thoughts were on...
What you doing home?
Hey, guys. I was wondering what your thoughts were on Kemba to Boston and other potential free agent targets.
Okay. I appreciate the call. You want to call the Felger and Maserati program at 2 p.m. 617-779-0985.
How do you feel about that?
Kemba to Boston, great. It's terrific for the Celtics. Been talking about it all day. We've had many takes on this all day. I think it's great. Puts him right back into
things. A little Beetle out there, huh?
Yeah. He hasn't been listening, though, clearly.
Right.
We've been talking about this for almost 4 hours.
He's probably out.
What do you think of Kemba to Boston? I don't know. We've been talking about it for at least... I won't count the like 3 or 4 segments we did on the Sox.
He may have had a nap.
We've given you at least two hours and 45 minutes on that today.
What do you think? He was out in the splash pool. It was nice day out. Probably
on
a swing set.
Kid, where you been?
Had lunch at a popsicle, took a nap, wake up, and called Zoe Beal.
He had an adult call in and then get him in.
What is that?
Did you actually call into the show you called into with Drew?
Oh, yeah. I dialed the number and everything.
Hi, Drew.
Talk to the person.
How do you feel about that?
Granted, it was a kid that was. It was a show that was directed and oriented for kids. All the callers were kids on that show.
Where do we get these interns from? They look like they're all from like the Sound of Music movie. Like, line them all up.
He's another Curry kid.
Another one.
I'm going back to the hot dog calls. Brian's in Quincy. Hot dogs.
Hey, hot dogs. Brown mustard. I don't know when I became a food critic. I was on yesterday about Burger King and Lincoln Square.
Oh, yeah. It's our Quincy Brian.
Yeah, right?
Hey.
Yes. And you guys a couple months ago said, oh, there's no Brian's from Quincy. Well, actually, I moved to Braintree, but I grew up in Quincy. And, Beetle, when your birthday, I believe it was in April, I set up at the Wheelhouse Diner so you could go in and get a free breakfast, but I could never go in. I could never get through your Gestapo on the phones there.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you left that message. Yeah, I haven't made it there yet. Yeah, I'll get there someday. Brian.
You just mentioned Brian, the comedian, and I run comedy shows on the South Shore.
Nice.
Giardino's in Weymouth, and, you know, just say they'll take care of you.
Giardino's, what's that?
Sounds like an Italian place.
It sounds like, what's that all about?
They got probably big bowls of gabagool there.
What do you got?
I have a large bowl of gabagool.
Get like a nice veal salt and boca there or something? What are we going for
I
there?
I got that real nice piece of veal for you. The fish is fresh. Everything's fresh. Handmade ravioli and a big bowl of gabagool. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Seeing where that is, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing where it is.
Hey, you got a lot of good hole-in-the-wall joints, right? Like those breakfast joints?
No.
I like the ones, you know, like we used to have a shoot. When we used to be over in Brighton there, go up to, same that place, Jim. Big Daddy's? Not Big Daddy's. The diner, Big Jim's. Jim's Diner.
Yeah.
Jim's Deli.
Jim's Deli. I'm sorry. Deli. Jim's Deli. And he perfected the hash browns because he would burn them on, crust them up on one side. He just dropped the egg right over. Oh, my God. Miss seeing Big Jim.
Okay.
Some good lunches over there, too.
All right, we're going to get to the takeaways. They're coming up next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it. Wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tool I found in the basement. Another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That sweet, funky stuff.
Yes.
Oh,
today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This new downtown location and Government Center is open now, only steps away or a T-ride away to the long-term solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hello, I'd love to have some tea.
Before we get to the funny stuff from today, we get to this, the latest from Adrian Wojnarowski, updated news from Woj. What kind of strong language is he now using on Kemba Walker to the Celtics? Here it is from SportsCenter.
The Celtics have emerged as a strong frontrunner to sign Kemba Walker once free agency begins next week. Barring an unforeseen change of events here, Kemba Walker is going to leave Charlotte. He's going to head to Boston where, with Kyrie Irving on his way out, you know, Boston is poised now to replace one all-star point guard with a three-time all-star point guard in Kemba Walker, who played his college ball nearby at UConn.
Yep, grew up in the Bronx, so could be returning to the Northeast where he spent much of his life. Kemba Walker could be heading to the Boston Celtics.
Could be. Could be. Woj still has an out there, but it feels stronger. It feels a little stronger.
Yeah.
Feels a little stronger. Feels like it's going in this direction. So that's good. We'll assume good news.
Barring an unforeseen change of events here.
Unforeseen change of events.
Yeah.
And then if an unforeseen change of events happens, you could say, well, it was unforeseen, but there was a change of events. And Charlotte offered a ton more money. So we'll see what happens. But it's looking good right now.
Good.
Looks good right now for the Celtics. Let's get to what happened today on this show.
Ooh.
Let's start with this. We talked about We talked about trains today because the Celtics train is back on the tracks. And with it being back on the tracks, we talked about train sets, right?
Yeah.
And I bought a train set.
Lionel.
A Lionel train set, which was Polar Express themed. Mm. It also, you know, is based on that movie, which
nice one.
Has some characters in it, right?
Strange people, yeah.
Like the guy who's on the top of the train.
Yeah, the hobo.
Yeah.
As I used to collect trains. I had a big, fat Lionel train, just like that one right
there. I bought
my
kids.
My mom brought it up, and it's still in my attic right now to this day.
I bought my kids for Christmas a real, like, old-school, wide-track Lionel train to put around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, break that thing. Huh?
Not cheap.
No. Go to some of the hobby shops.
Polar Express theme, though. Oh. Really cool. Not cheap, though.
They like it?
They love it.
My kids get creeped out by the animation in that movie, though.
Really?
A little bit creeped out by the animation.
Yeah, the kids are a little creepy looking in the movie, I admit.
Oh, couldn't be the oboe that vanishes up on top.
The oboe or the hobo?
The hobo.
Silent H.
I like.
He's a French hobo.
I like hobo.
Y'all tried doing this 4 hours straight.
Take some calls?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like how you almost said oboe a second time.
I almost did.
And then caught the yourself.
Oboe.
The oboe or the hobo? You go the hobo.
Do you know that... I always got intrigued by that, like the hobos, when you'd see the stick with the sack in that, and they always open up the can of beans.
Yep.
When I was a kid, I remember always taking open a can of beans, cold can of beans sitting there eating. I'm like, I want to be a hobo. This is neat.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it's disgusting. Like, but you know what? That beans, it fills you up.
We did a Marshall Hook impression. Each of us did Marshall Hook's voice in our Duncan read today.
Yes, we did.
They don't sound alike.
They sound nothing alike. I did the Monster Mash voice.
You morphed into the Monster Mash.
Yeah, I did.
Jesus.
Well, Dern Felger Mass, you can get yourself a medium cold brew for just $2.
Nice. Think Hook then again, too. Like, hey, pick me up some ice coffee.
Hey, get me one of those chocolate cherry cold brews.
Yeah.
Right? Get it on over at Dunkin'. Try the delicious chocolate cherry cold brew for a little extra sweet to beat the slump.
It's sweet.
It is very sweet, isn't it? Check it out now at Dunkin'.
What do you, Count Chocula?
It is very sweet, isn't it?
I like to drink. I like to blood. I like to eat, drink your milk.
Is he in today? Is he here?
Not.
No, he's not in today.
Thank God.
Full squad today, Felgermass.
Full squad! Whoa! Full squad!
For one full day.
Full attendance.
All right.
It is very sweet, isn't it?
Yeah,
very sweet.
Murray's here early. Traffic must have been
pretty good. Who is in on headlines with us tomorrow? Did we get to the bottom of that?
Don't you say it.
The rumor. That I've heard is it Sarge.
The rumor is Sarge.
That's what I heard. That's what the man told me on the phone today.
I saw, who's the man?
Sarge himself.
Oh. McCone is on the schedule, which I was looking forward to because of this Kemba news. So I will be disappointed if it's not McCone because of the Kemba news.
Can we do a trade?
McCone is the anti-Kemba guy. And now that this has happened, I said today, right out of the gate, I wish McCone were here.
Yeah.
You'll get to salute at least tomorrow.
By the way, good job on the interview today with Bruce Arena.
Yeah.
Do what I can.
What show was that on?
I don't know. According to the NBC Sports Boston Twitter accounts, you'd never know it was on this show.
Nope.
They don't have any
unbelievable.
They don't have any vested interest in promoting this product, I guess.
Unreal. Who's your web people?
We'll just keep asking your questions.
Wake up!
On your behalf.
Is the closing drive now complete? Do we score a touchdown yet? Touchdown!
You get that closing drive up, but you don't give the show any credit.
Felger and Mazur next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome into the program. Felger and Maz, fully loaded.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.